Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The Fayette County Farm Bureau has been selected as one of only 24 nationwide for the County Activities of Excellence program of the American Farm Bureau. Fayette County's Carrie Johnson says they'll display their activity January 15th and 16th at the National Groups Convention in San Antonio. It's their farm equipment auction, a scholarship fundraiser this spring in its 31st year.
Basically, it's a machinery consignment auction. We still call it farm machinery because that's the majority of what it makes up, but we have a lot of urban stuff as well. Since we are in more of an urban county, we get a lot of lawn and garden items that has grown tremendously over the years. So it's not just strictly anymore all farm machinery, even though that does still make up the majority of our auction.
The setup, the auction, and cleanup take 6 days, but they have no problem at all getting member volunteers. It's the region's farm social event each spring. With last year 4,000 in attendance, and with 1,700 items on the auction block, it's quite the moneymaker.
Last year was our largest sale, and it just kind of continues to grow every year, it seems like. We keep saying we're not sure how much more we can handle, and it just continues to grow. Somehow we managed to do that, but last year we grossed over $1.5 million in sales.
And the County Farm Bureau gets 7.5% commission on those sales. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education Council on Post-Secondary Education. KnowHowToGoKentucky.org.
Fayette County Farm Bureau's Carrie Johnson says originally their farm equipment auction was developed as a service to local farmers to help them sell older, unwanted equipment, putting it into the hands of those who could use it. It caught on, and auction commissions began to mount up. About 20 years ago, they decided to dedicate the proceeds for local scholarships.
We have currently to date helped, I believe, 35 students. We keep about 5 or 6 in school all the time that we've got to keep that money there for, that we've awarded them scholarship for. We give one $20,000 scholarship a year. Sometimes that's been 2. If we've had really good years or just had some extra money, we will go ahead and offer 2 scholarships a year, so that's $40,000.
In recent years, they've added a 2-year $2,500 VOTEC education scholarship. Over the years, the county organization has provided over $450,000 for the education of youth in the community. This year's auction is March 22nd at the Kentucky Horse Park. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.